adults to our elders. And the strength of our alumni is present in your office. Carrie Turcon was involved with the Youth and Elders Council for many, many years. And we know that making people feel comfortable and coming to City Council, a lot of folks that were not traditionally engaged in mainstream organizations, just by bringing them here and talking to you all makes them feel like they can be a part of the decisions that get made, and that their voices and their opinions can make an impact on decision making. So one of the things that we really stress is the importance of getting engaged in boards and commissions. For example, we have Youth and Elders Council members who have been actively involved in the Public Involvement Advisory Council. We also have members who are part of the Human Rights Commission, the Planning Commission, and just recently the newly created Native American Parks Advisory Group. So a lot of our issues regarding the livability of our community members with access to parks and healthcare and education, jobs, housing, have been going out throughout the city, and we really strive to be a successful example of urban Indian community organizing for other cities. So I thank you, and I want to also say that, you know, the funding helps us do the work, but it's really the staff and community members who come and provide their own personal time and passion for making Portland the best city that it can be. So thank you.
Thank you for your time and coming down, and thank you for serving on the Planning Commission. It's a lot of work, as I know from personal experience.
Thanks for your help with the Portland Plan, and to Commissioner Fritz as well. It's just been a great partnership, more to come. So thank you, and the Planning Commission. All right, this moves to a second reading next week. Can you please read item number 777, non-emergency ordinance?
Authorize $1,462,068 for grant agreements divided between five neighborhood district coalitions to support civic participation services for neighborhood associations and individuals within their target areas from July 1, 2010 through June 30, 2015.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor. We did have some representatives from the five coalitions here earlier, but the time was such that they had to leave. So I will turn this over in a moment to Paul Leisner from the Office of Neighborhood Involvement. But this is a companion piece to the previous article that we just heard, in that the neighborhood associations are collaborating and the coalitions are collaborating in new and innovative ways to truly broaden the scope and the involvement of who participates in Portland's neighborhood involvement system, which is beyond the 95 neighborhood associations who were the founding members of the organization. The grant agreements are structured to ensure that the coalitions focus on implementing the goals and strategies in their five-year plans. You'll notice that Southeast Uplift's allocation is significantly higher than the other four coalitions, and that's due to the number of neighborhoods and people that they serve. Eventually, when we get into an expansion budget mode, we would like to make sure that we have equity in the amount of funding that's allocated to the 95 neighborhoods. We've been talking about that since I was on the task force for neighborhood involvement in 94-95 and have not been able to accomplish that, but I do want that to stay on the front burner. And also to note that although we had to cut the neighborhood small grants program in the budget that we passed this morning, it has been a tremendous success, and we're proud of continuing to fund a portion of the small grants program. It provided $553,847 in grant awards in the first 3 years to 271 organizations, including many disadvantaged and communities of color organizations. And the average grant was $1,972, which is not very much. And yet we were able to leverage, as a result of this investment by the city, over $2 million in in-kind and volunteer hours invested in community projects. So it's been a spectacularly successful program, and I want to thank Mayor Adams both for funding it last year and continuing to provide what funding is available for this year's program. With that, I'll turn it over to Paul Leisner, the Office of Neighborhood Involvement.
Thank you very much, Commissioner Fritz. And I'm Paul Leisner, the Neighborhood Program Coordinator for the Office of Neighborhood Involvement. And part of what we wanted to communicate to you today was just that This is not the old neighborhood system. This is a system that really has gotten the message. And under the five-year plan for increasing community involvement in Portland, the whole system has reoriented itself toward those goals. And as we heard earlier from Leilani and from Jerry, we're all working in partnership now, which is something I think many of you have called for years and have people in the community. So part of what you see in these grant agreements is a reorientation of the actual activities of the coalitions to focus on those activities to make sure that we continue to make progress in that area. One is about strengthening community capacity. The system's all about people. It's not about coalition office. It's not about computers. It's about people having the confidence, skills, knowledge to engage, not only engage on issues they care about, but to learn to work with others. That's a big challenge that I think we see throughout our society, is people learning to work with people who may have different ideas, different backgrounds. That's a big challenge. And our coalitions are working together for the first time as sort of never before to develop a citywide strategy for leadership training that they would all share in, that would have a consistent message, that would also coordinate with the DCL partners to help people learn skills, abilities, learn how to resolve conflicts, how to make these neighborhood associations more welcoming, more relevant. They are all volunteers doing a lot of great work, but to really take this to the next level, it's the kind of people support that the coalitions are providing that I think is really going to make the difference. There's an increased emphasis on increasing the diversity and number of people involved. A lot of people don't want to come to a neighborhood association meeting. That's not the vehicle that's going to transform our democracy. It's about making sure that that's working effectively, but having many, many other kinds of activities and things for people to do, again, to get them out of their homes, to get them connected with each other, learning how to work together in community. Another big piece is fostering networking and collaboration. The coalitions are often acting like the hostess at the party to say, here's a PTA, here's an African-American advocacy group, here's a neighborhood association. You guys have, here's an opportunity where you can work together. You have similar interests, and to help shepherd that along. Things that would not happen by themselves without that coalition involvement. And also promoting effective communication, getting the word out. Northwest Coalition now has all of its neighborhoods, have websites, listservs going, helping give people the training to sustain those. Doing the kind of outreach and the support work that makes this happen. And there are many, many different examples of blow-ups and conflicts that happen out in the community where coalitions step in. There's tremendous latent creativity out there, like with Solarize Portland. That's a very popular program that came about from one person in my neighborhood, Mount Tabor, who called Southeast Uplift and had this idea of neighbors getting together to collectively buy solar panels and equipment and lowering the price. That, with Southeast Uplift's help and then Energy Trust, that it sort of exploded into this successful program that now is being replicated around the city. And the Southeast Uplift staff person was just flown to Utah to talk to a national audience about that project. There are great ideas out there in the community, and often what they need is the kind of support the coalitions can provide to help those things rise up and really happen. So I really appreciate the long-term support that this city council has given to the neighborhood system and this coalition model. It's very unique in the country. We still get calls all the time saying, how do you do it? We had a woman, a reporter from Canada here talking to us this morning, trying to figure out how that she could spread the word in Canada. We are a laboratory. We don't do everything right, but at least we understand the problems better and we're working on them. So your support for the next 5 years of this grant agreement is going to keep us in the forefront and being a laboratory for the nation on moving us toward a more effective and meaningful participatory democracy in this country. So I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. And just to clarify, that we do have seven district regions. Two of them choose to have city-run offices, so that's why there are five grant agreements. I also need to mention the four folks who were here from the coalitions previously, Charlie Clark, the board secretary of Neighbors West Northwest, Brian Agee, the board vice chair of Southeast Uplift, Paige Coleman, the director of Northeast Coalition of Neighborhoods, and Pale Razdan from the Neighborhood Small Grants Coordinator from Southwest Neighborhoods. Thank Brian Hoop, the manager of the Neighborhood Involvement section in the Office of Neighborhood Involvement, who does a wonderful job, and also Dora Perry, who's my liaison to the Office of Neighborhood Involvement, and of course Amalia Arakondamaris, who's just done such a wonderful job of being the director and continues to do so.
Thank you very much.
Thank you
all very much.
Thank you.
Unless there's anyone else that wishes to testify on 777, non-emergency ordinance. Moves to a second reading next week. We are recessed till 2 p.m.